welcome to the All for the One podcast. We are so excited to bring this bonus episode to
That's
you
it.
Guys.
That's what we're doing.
The proper pronunciation of the word episode.
Good.
Guys, I can't do this.
What episode is this, Tracy?
00B.
The Oob episode.
The Oob.
This is the one.
Was the last one the ooh-ah?
Missed opportunity. We should have said it was the ooh-ah episode.
All right, maybe I shouldn't start this off, guys.
The ooh.
No, you're doing great.
I like that. I thought that was good.
Yeah, so moving on.
Let's have another music intro in now.
Yeah, so in this episode, we want to take a few minutes for you to get to know some of our team here. Mm-hmm. I know many of you listening probably are a little bit familiar with me, but you may not know quite so much about my partners around the table here, Kyle and Tracy. And mm-hmm. so we want to give you a chance to get to know them a little bit and find out what they do around here and some stuff about their family. So why don't you guys, I guess, start just by introducing yourself, maybe tell our listeners, the tens and tens of people out there tuned into the podcast right now, what you do here at FCC and maybe like your family.
Oh, Tracy, you go first.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, my name is Tracy Yonser. I am the communications director here at FCC, and I've been here a little over 2.5 years.
How many jobs have you had in that two
this
and a half
will
years?
Be my third job here.
Oh my gosh.
So in my fifth or sixth office, so that's fun. It's like a punch card. Like when I get 10, do I get something free? I'm not sure.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. You remember that.
You get a permanent office space.
Oh, I'm almost there. I have been married to my wonderful husband, Nathan, for over 7 years, and we have a silly 4.5-year-old named Asher. Yeah, happy little fam.
He's a sweet little guy. I love to see him running around.
Yes, he is named Asher the Dasher here. So if you see him running, make sure that there's an adult with him. If not, can you please go grab him before he goes outside?
There we go.
He and Ellie did make it all the way to the parking lot.
Yes,
one time
this
a few weeks ago. They were like by the softball field before we got them.
Yeah. Those two are a dynamic duo, man. Yeah, I love to see them running around together.
Yeah. Kyle.
Yes.
Tell us about yourself.
So my name is Kyle Reed. I am the creative director here at First Christian Church. Really what that means is anything photo or video here, it's probably coming over my desk or I had a part or a play in it. My family, I am married to the lovely Kaylee Reed. If you've seen her around, she used to be our communications director. Tracy has replaced her.
Love you, Kaylee.
She is now stepping into being a full-time mama. We had our son, River, in May, and he is just a little bundle of joy, and I love him dearly.
Daddying looks good on you. Like, you're just like the ultimate dad.
It does, man.
You know what? I do love that. I love being a dad. Honestly, my entire life, I've been waiting for this. I'm like, I want to be a dad so bad, and it's so cool having it finally here and being able to love on that little guy.
Well, hey, we want to take a few minutes to let you get to know a little more about Kyle and Tracy. So I have some random questions. They do not know the questions that I'm about to ask them. But we're going to play a little hot seat here, and we'll see what some of their answers to these questions are. So I'm going to ask you the same questions, and you can just answer them. You know, I don't care who goes first, but we'll see what your answers are. Okay, so we'll start with an easy one, all right? If there were 25 hours in the day, how would you spend the extra hour?
Oh.
Wow. I mean, gosh.
And it can't be sleep.
That was my first answer.
Like,
whoa.
We have kids. Like,
sleep
is the extra,
Man, if you had an extra hour, Tracy, what would you do with it?
What would I do? I think I would actually cook more. I feel like when I get home from work and you know you go right into parent mode, it's kind of like what's the easiest, quickest thing I can do. I think I actually would go to the grocery store, which I hate doing, but get the ingredients and go home and cook more decadent meals.
That's a good answer.
That is actually a really good answer. I would not cook. That would not be what I would do with my extra hour. If you guys know me, I love to go to thrift stores. It's my happy place. Like sometimes when I'm driving home from work, if I have a break from working all day, then I go home to be with my family and do the dad thing. I'm like, man, I would love a little Kyle time. So I'll go in the thrift store and just rummage around and see what I can find. So I might spend an extra hour thrifting every day. Who knows what I could find?
Okay. All right. Good answers to that question. All right. Number two, if you could live anywhere, where would you choose?
Oh.
Well, it's definitely... I love Canton. That's not my answer.
Are you going to say something besides Canton?
I am going to say something besides Canton. Oh. I just haven't really decided where that is. I guess if money's not a thing that I would need.
Is money important in this? Okay.
I would move to Hawaii.
Oh.
I love, the United States. It's still part of the United States. You get nice weather there, pretty beaches. I love the laid back. I love to I'd pick up surfing. I surfed once when I was 13.
Did you do any good at it or were you kind of terrible?
I mean, I thought I was doing awesome. And then you look at the pictures and it's you can make a splash in the pool and there's a little wave. That's basically what I was surfing on. But to me, it felt like the 25 foot waves. But I don't know. I feel like Hawaii would be my option. I don't know. Sounds great.
Have you guys been to Hawaii?
I have.
I have. Yes.
Is it incredible? Is it everything every people say?
It's an adventure.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a lot of fun.
And did you do just the Big Island or did you do all the islands? What'd you do?
I went on Oahu, which is not the Big Island. Okay. That's the only place I've ever been to. But I hear that all the islands are pretty unique and different. So, and then I could live on a different island each week. This one.
There you go. Kyle, where would you live?
Oh, man. That's such a good question. So if you guys don't know, Kaylee and I live actually in an old church in North Canton, and it is incredible, and we love it so much. But if I had to live somewhere else, I love the water. I'm kind of Tracy. Mm-hmm. But I think I would want to live on the coast, but northern coast. I love seasons still. So I might do Maine or something, rustic cottage on the ocean front. I think that'd be really cool.
Okay.
That's cool.
All right. Two questions, rapid fire answers. Who's the most famous person you've ever met?
Kyle, do you have someone?
One time I had... So George Bush came to Dover and he went to Eiler's Candy Shop. And if you're from Dover, that's a big deal. But he went through and I actually went in the urinal after George Bush and we locked eyes and I high-fived. And that is a true story. I high-five George Bush.
George Bush, H.W. Bush or George W. Bush?
The most recent one.
George W. Bush.
You high-five George W. Bush.
After President he
urinal to urinal
yeah.
at a candy shop in
How
Dover, Ohio.
How have we never heard this story
How did
before?
The Secret Service not murder you?
Well, the funny thing was, I was like, why is there so many people in this bathroom? Because he
oh my God.
He already went know who through. He was?
Well, kind of. He went through... And I was kind of just downtown. And I was like,
Jimmy is so jealous right now.
Follow up question. How often do you high five people you don't know over the urinal at a candy shop in Dover?
To be honest, I really don't do it that often. It was just in the moment. All this hoopla happened. There was someone coming through town. I knew he's president. And I was like, he got candy and everyone lost their marbles. And I was like, I go to the bathroom. And so I didn't even put two and two together. And so after I high-fived him, my mom talked to me. She's like, you were in the bathroom with George Bush. And I was like, oh my gosh, I high-fived him. She's like, no, you didn't.
That's amazing.
So that's the most famous person I've ever met.
I feel like this is somehow going to get back to him and maybe he could be a guest on our show. So former
Mr. President,
yes.
If you're listening and you've been wondering all these years who it was that
you
dirty high-fived you in a bathroom, we have him right here in the room at First Christian Church in Canton, Ohio. So yes. We would love to have you as a guest on the podcast.
I would love to talk about that moment with him. Maybe he remembers it.
It might be in one of his books.
I can't believe
we
didn't make
check.
It in his autobiography.
Could you imagine if you opened a book by him and he had a footnote?
That'd be amazing.
To the kid that I high-fived in a bathroom in Eiler's Candy Shop.
I'm definitely Googling this later just to see if it's out there. But all right, Tracy, most famous person you've ever met.
Well, mine also takes place surrounding the bathroom. Oddly enough, yes. I wasn't actually in the bathroom. I was in Macy's in New York City, and I had to go to the bathroom. And so I was searching, and my dad and I are trying to find, because I don't know if you've ever been to that Macy's, but it's multiple floors. It's very confusing. And although I cannot think of the guy's name off the top of my head, you guys will help me. Did you ever watch Home Improvement?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. The guy that was also on the show with him, his counterpart.
Al?
Yes. No. Al was the neighbor, right?
No, that's Mr. Wilson.
Oh, okay. Al, yes, that man. I don't know the name.
Richard Carnes.
Okay, there we go.
He was like, don't ask me why that came right to
Jimmy,
my mind, but his name's Richard Carnes.
Richard Carnes. So if you're listening,
he was in a women's Macy's bathroom?
No. He was in Macy's. And he could tell that we could not find what we were looking for. And he asked, are you looking for something, and we were like, we're looking for the restroom, and he literally was like, it's this way, and he pointed, and my dad goes, aren't you on Home Improvement? And he was like, yes, and then just walked away. And we were just like starstruck at this moment that, like, although we did not know your name, Richard, off the top of our head, that he helped me find the ladies, the ladies' room.
Those are good stories.
Yes.
I would love to know, like, when people ask that question, like, how many bathroom-related stories there is. I bet it would be more than you think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But those I also, really like, ones. Really wish I met some more famous people.
Yeah. He's pretty famous. I would.
Yeah.
I would give that a C+.
Yeah. That would be a. That'd be great.
I love that Jimmy knew his name.
Yes.
Do you know any other supporting roles from 90s sitcoms? Some
wealth of knowledge over here.
Wow.
It's, listen, you're the encyclopedia. You don't become a lead pastor for no reason, okay?
There you go.
You got to know some stuff.
There you go.
Here's what I thought it'd be cool to do before we wrap up this episode is maybe just take a minute or two and share like a mini abbreviated version of your testimony. And, you know, obviously you're on staff at a church, so... hopefully that means that you love Jesus, but what brought you there and what, you know, and if it was in your childhood or kind of what led you to the point of not being on a church staff, but of being a follower of Jesus. So I don't know who wants to go first, but
yeah, I'll start.
Just kind of share that. Yeah,
definitely. Yeah. So I started going to church when I was little. You know, my parents had me baptized when I was a baby, did that whole thing. And I would say if you asked me even in like middle school, high school, I've always said I was a Christian, believed in Jesus. But we definitely stopped going to church middle school, high school. So I mean, we were the Christmas, Easter crowd during my adolescence years. And I was definitely a rebellious teen. And then about 22, 23 years old, I just got out of a relationship. I was just feeling kind of lost. I just was like, you know what? I'm just gonna go to church. I don't know. I just felt this like pulling that I needed. I was missing something. And so I started going to church. Ended up moving to Chicago for a little while, found a church there. When I moved back home, like that was one of the first things I wanted to do was find a church. Came into FCC, and kind of the rest is history. I mean, I'm not someone I ever thought I'd be working in ministry by any means. That's definitely a turn, but in April 2017, I got baptized here, and my life, I definitely have the before and after with God in my heart type of story that I love to share when I get the chance to. But yeah, so that's really 60-second nutshell of me.
Really quick, I do want to lean in and ask a quick question on that though, Tracy. What would you say your relationship with God was before that time you went back to church? Like, what was your relationship with him up to that point?
Yeah, definitely. I think I was a little bit more like almost afraid of God. I mean, like, I know that we have a fear of God because of, you know, the almighty, like what he is and stuff. But I definitely always just felt like I wasn't enough and I was very unworthy because I was just constantly sinning and doing these things that I'm always just like, God, I'm sorry to bring this to you. He's not going to forgive me. And so that's been such a big eye-opening, I don't know, journey for me the last few years too, is, you know, just trying to better myself each day to live more like Christ. And although I will stumble, to just keep striving to just be, to be more like him.
I love that. You've learned more about his grace.
Yes, definitely. I love
that. So really quick, mine, I'll give you and try to as fast as I can. I grew up in a split home. So when I was in fifth grade, my parents divorced. My dad wanted nothing to do with church. He wasn't a great dude. But my mom loved Jesus. She was a pastor's daughter. So like since the day we were born, we were in church and involved with youth group and she was serving. And it was always that weird thing on Sunday mornings. Dad didn't go with us in the car to church, but we went anyways and we loved it. And my mom set the tone of what it looked like to have a relationship with Jesus. It was more than just a thing you did on Wednesday nights or Sunday mornings, but this authentic way to live out your life for him and in service to him. And so that stuck with me and I got baptized, I think when I was in third or fourth grade. I don't really remember it. I remember going up in front of the church and having to read this thing like, I want to be baptized today and here's why I wanted to do it. But it was authentic in the moment and it was true. I grew up, I went to high school, I was in FCA, I was like the prototypical perfect Christian kid, you could say. And then I went to college and I went off the rails and I decided that I was too cool for school and that everything I knew and built my life upon, I quickly went a different way, and then I got to a breaking point, and I rededicated my life to Christ. I've realized that I really do need him in my life, and his plan is best, and so I went to college. I thought I was going to work in sport business. The plan was to work for the Cleveland Browns, And that didn't happen. And I started messing with video. Jimmy brought me in, and now I'm in ministry. So pretty crazy turn of events, but God's grace is more than enough for us. And yeah, that's why I'm here today.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, so last question before we wrap this up.
Another question.
It just kind of came to me. The Holy Spirit spoke.
The four people that are left are very intrigued.
Yes, they're like, what is it?
If you could have any, it can't be George Bush, but any guest on the podcast, dream guest, and maybe they're listening. So who?
Well, we know George Bush is listening now. So
at least the Secret Service is listening, if George Bush is not. But who would you have on the podcast, any guest?
Well, I will go first. If you know me, you know that my girl, Taylor Swift, is my, she's just my girl. So Taylor, I know you're listening because I'm a Swiftie and you love me.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift, come on our podcast, please.
Okay.
Are you a fan of the Evermore album?
Or I am. I'm a fan of all the albums.
Okay. So you're just here for Taylor Swift no matter what.
Here for Taylor Swift. Yes.
Taylor, we need you.
Yes.
Mine is easy. Since I was little and I was struck by his genius on our television when I was a child, Hulk Hogan. The American
legend.
You just
made Tim Bussey's day.
Could you imagine if we walked in here and the Hulkster was just waiting for us? Electric.
He's probably listening
when
to this too.
He saw the setup for this podcast, he would throw you through the table and leave.
Ooh, you would probably love that.
Oh, it would be the best 10 seconds of my life. Mr. Hogan, please break me on this table.
I think that pretty much takes care of this episode.
Sure does.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, hey, thanks for listening in today. We hope you're excited for us to have a conversation that's more meaningful than this one.
This is nothing what the podcast is about.
This is not what it's going to normally be.
Yeah, don't unsubscribe after this. But yeah, here in just a few weeks, episode number one coming your way. So make sure you're tuned in. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
so we're
excited
for that.
Yep. Thanks for tagging along with us, guys. It's going to be a good time.
Bye. Outro. We got a beautiful story.